It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Here's a great exercise I can tell you that you should do. Take your current age, and if you're a man, I want you to write down the number 78, and if you're a woman, I want you to write down the number 82. Now, I want you to subtract your age from that number. So statistically speaking, whatever that number is that you get, that's the difference, right? And that is that is how many years you have left on this planet. So average American male lives to 78. Average American female lives to 82. So now you know, statistically speaking, how many years you've got left. Now, what's even crazier is, or in order for it to be the average, that means at least half the people have to be less than that number. So half of you don't even have that. That's a little shocking. Now, it gets even crazier. Take that number, multiply it times 365. And that is how many days you have left on this planet, statistically speaking. So it can be 2,000, 5,000, 15,000, 20,000, I don't know, whatever it is. Now, it gets even worse. Take that number and multiply it times 0.67. What that effectively is doing is removing 8 hours a day from every day so that you can sleep. Now, what you're staring in the face is how many waking days you have left on the planet. And now, I don't care who you are, that number is just too small. And if it doesn't motivate you, then you don't have what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Or you need to start working on it right now. Because every entrepreneur, every aspiring entrepreneur, every great achiever, every overachiever I've ever met in my life, when they see that number, it's scary. They look at it and like, oh my God, I got to go now. Let's go. And not tomorrow. What can we do tonight? You know, I need to go spend some more quality time with my kids. I don't want to screw around here. I don't want to sit around the office just, you know, doing nothing. I want to get home. If you don't feel that, then now you understand the difference. If you do feel it, then you have what it takes already in you. You just have to channel that and think about it every single day. Next time the fear is grabbing, you know, is reaching up and grabbing you by the ass and saying, no, you can't do this. I want you to remember those days. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Successful people fear regret more than they fear failure. I mean, look, our president, right? President-elect, you know, just got elected here. He has failed miserably throughout his life. Bankruptcies and lawsuits and, I mean, all of this insane stuff for this guy. And the reality of it is that it's never stopped him. It's just part of the equation. There's a great lesson in there. I mean, at the end of the day, failure has never defined him. And he's just one of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of business owners and other people that they go through tough times. Tough times those are part of the road, right? You got to go through that stuff. So if you get into that mindset and just understand that, man, I just got to get through the tough times. I got to do what I need to do. I cannot fear failure, but I sure as hell don't want to be on my deathbed having a regret. I need to go for it and get it now. When you get into that mindset, more times than not, you have everything you need to get there. Because the technical, you know, in most businesses, certainly in the real estate investing business, the technical aspects of what to do when and all that kind of stuff, that's all covered. I mean, that's information. It's out there everywhere. It's a race to zero. It's how much information can get on the internet for free now. I mean, it's just crazy. But the insight, the wisdom, the gut instincts, that kind of stuff, that just comes with surrounding yourself with people and that think a little differently than you do, and they push you to think a little bit differently. So I'll challenge you now, just think a little differently. Fear regret more than you fear failure. Think about time more than you're not, and you're going to be on the right path.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.